ServiceNow announced their Q1 fiscal 20 earnings last night, and they beat guidance and consensus. And from a subscription revenue perspective, which quite honestly is predominantly all of their revenue, they came in just short of $1 billion for the quarter, coming in at $995 million, which represented 34% growth. Now, with ServiceNow, it's important to also note their net income. The net income was just short of $50 million at $48.4 million. Now, it's important to note that a year ago, they actually had a net loss, a little over $1 million. We're going to get to guidance. I'm going to cover some of the things that they said around the customers that are being impacted by COVID and what they're focused on and how they're helping them. But I do want to jump into some of the key metrics that they report on a quarterly basis. It's these metrics that, if you're an enterprise customer, are very telling, shares line of sight into how they're doing around a product set perspective and just overall growth and adoption of those solutions. So if you're considering any of these solutions, or if you're already a customer using or adopting or just adopted and are rolling out now these solutions, it's important to think about how they're doing as you continue to build out your approach to ServiceNow moving forward, which I'll cover more of that in a few minutes. Let's get into the numbers. 37 transactions of over $1 million in net new ACV. So for the quarter, they have 37 transactions that now represent $1 million a year in spend. That's a growth of 48%. There's now 933 customers in their pool that are paying over $1 million a year. That is 30% growth year over year. They actually mentioned that during this period of time, they also have had significant penetration from a multi-product perspective. Okay, so 18 of their top 20 deals in Q1 included the adoption of three or more products. They mentioned companies like Merck and Humana and Siemens. If you think about net new ACV, right, net new annual contract value, net new spend, 66% is still tied to their IT workflow products, right? Their core IT products, ITSM, ITBM, ITOM, Security Ops. 23% are tied to customer and employee workflows, which used to be emerging products. That's things like HR service delivery, finance ops, CSM. And then 11% is tied to the Now Platform, App Engine, and others, right? So that's platform, integration, platform as a service, 11% of their revenue. The thing is, if you look back to last year, Q1, it's about the same mix. The only note I would make is that last year, 20% was tied to that customer and employee workflow, the HR service delivery, the CSM, the non-core IT. So they have grown that about 3%. In terms of guidance, they talked about the fact that we're still going to have 27 to 28% growth in our revenue for the quarter. So they're expecting it to be about flat from Q1. For full year, they're expecting it to be a little over $4 billion, which would be 27% growth. Now, some of the things that they said, beyond the fact that they continue to expect gross margins of 86%, is that they are going to experience and they're going to have significant challenges expected in Q2, Q3, right? That makes sense. ServiceNow is not immune to that. There's some uncertainty then around expanding or growing new business, some of the renewal timings, some of the billing terms. But they very quickly and frequently throughout the earnings call did mention that, look, 20%, as they looked at it, 20% of their customers base are really in those industries, are really flagged as customers that are going to be struggling, are going to be hit hard by COVID. They made a point, though, to also say, look, we're also very committed to those customers. We're helping those customers manage through those difficult times. They've taken measures to provide greater flexibility, and they're going to take measures to continue to do that. Now, they were challenged a little bit during the Q&A about what that meant. You know, what exactly are they doing? They pointed out point blank, no customers yet have asked for or have said we can't make payments. So they've extended some payment terms to these customers. They actually said that we don't even expect payment deferrals to come. right, or adjusted payment terms, right, we don't expect significant, or they don't expect significant asks for that, even in the upcoming quarters. But they are going to be flexible. They are going to be willing to accommodate where needed in this 20% of their base, which is good. So if you're in one of those industries, I would definitely be calling upon this, and I know you probably already have. It's important. When companies, strategic vendors like ServiceNow put these statements out there, they are being genuine. There's truth to that. We're seeing it. But it's important to actually ask for and challenge and expand the opportunity as it applies to your needs. Going back to the products themselves, some of the things that they pointed out, there's great momentum with ITSM Pro. You know, at the end of the day, that's a key product for them. That's a key product. I'm sure many of the customers, many people listening right now, are probably, if you're a ServiceNow customer, you probably use ITSM. They continually are getting traction with HR and CSM. They mentioned that half of their top 20 deals have HR included. They have more than 50 CSM customers that spend over $1 million, right? So HR and CSM, that's in that what used to be emerging products, non-IT core, the customer employee workflow products. Half include HR of their top 20. 50 CSM customers spending $1 million or more. They also talked about the fact that 16 of their top deals include multiple IT products, right? They mentioned Chevron. They mentioned the fact that Orlando, which was released in March, day one adoption was the highest ever. So this new release had the fastest amount of adoption in the history of their company. That's important. That's a good thing for them, right? That shows R&D, it shows mapping and listening to customer needs. That's a good indicator. Now, why are they confident? Why are they confident that they're going to get through these tough times? And why do enterprise customers like yourselves need to listen and pay attention to this? It's because they're still very much aggressively focused on sales. Well, they talked about strong top-line performance. They talked about the value of their products. They talked about the conversations they're having where now the Now platform and ServiceNow is a technology leader and it's looked at that way, and that's all true. But they also was mentioned a couple times throughout the earnings call, the fast start playbook. The go-to-market strategy with five main plays. McDermott talked about they have a new playbook or an adjusted playbook for the times. And he mentioned, and it was mentioned numerous times, that they're already seeing success, increased pipeline, success closing businesses with new customers and existing customers, and they're adding more to their portfolios. He mentioned the fact that just last week, they had a global company-wide prospecting day, which produced three times greater pipeline than any other prospecting day in the past. In fact, he doubled down or maybe tripled down on this and said that the pipeline is bigger now than it was last April. So they're implementing strategies and playbooks. And I can't say this enough. You have to have your own playbook. They have theirs. They're saying it during the earnings calls. You have to have your own playbook. They're very good at what they did, and they're going to be even better by implementing these types of playbooks that are driven by an industry veteran like McDermott. McDermott, who's out there and talking about how he needs to continue to elevate the conversations, penetrating the C-suite, getting more interactions with CEOs. So if you're an IT executive, have owned the relationship with ServiceNow because you've been using IT products up to date, they're penetrating the C-suite, the CFOs, the line of business executives, the CEOs. They're forcing their hand in there and they're getting success. They're actually increasing their pipeline. In fact, McDermott said, look, with COVID, as I'm gold and I myself on getting these levels of interactions, it's actually easier right now as these CEOs are sitting in their home offices looking for these types of calls where they have more time because they're not traveling. They free up more time because they're optimized and even mentioned Zoom during these calls. The reason why they expect 86% gross margins and they continue to expect growth, and yes, they're going to be hit in Q2 and Q3 in that 20% of their base. The reason why they expect to continue to add more products to current customers' portfolios is because they're running a playbook. And they're having success doing it. And part is also, they have valuable solutions. If you have a renewal coming up, or even if you don't, and you need relief from ServiceNow now, or if you're considering adding new products even, you have to do it right. You have to plan appropriately, you have to prepare appropriately. You need to know how to overcome that playbook that they're executing to the tune of three times more pipeline growth than previously. Now's the opportunity. It's an opportunity for you, and it's an opportunity for ServiceNow as well.